brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm ripping and roaring to take your calls. Ed Asner just asked me to move to tomorrow because he had a bunch of stuff come up. And my producer said, why don't you just come on the last 30 minutes of this hour? Because 30 minutes is great. We'll just get him on then. That way I can cover more calls and your news. That's so important. I've gotten to some of it, but not a bunch of the really key stuff, which I tend to do, as you know, on the economy in Iran. Big developments there. I want to continue with your calls right now. I got off into eugenics pretty much for the last hour and a half or so because it's the big kahuna, the big issue. Tyler in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, first caller. I've been listening to you regularly, almost on a daily basis, ever since I first heard about you. You know, I apologize that I didn't really become fully awake until I started following you know, your efforts, and I know that you're the leading charge of this information war, so you know, I appreciate everything that you've been doing, brother. But, you know, and I think really you guys are hitting close to home today. You guys have really been, you know, doing the lead of the fight, but we need to really focus on Ron Paul. You know, he's the man that's out there. He still has position in this government that we have today. And, you know, I actually received an interesting email from the campaign manager of Ron Paul within the last day or so here, talking about how they're going to be challenging, you know, the vote in Maine. And so, you know, we need to move beyond that. We also need to solve the problem by getting a glass Eagle Act in place, just like your guest, you know, from a few days ago, I talked about.
So, what was the email saying specifically, though?
Well, if you don't mind, I can get into it here. It says, tonight I saw dueling examples of how much the establishment is scared of Ron Paul and his message of liberty. Ron Paul will win the most delegates out of Maine tonight. In fact, he will probably even win the beauty contest straw poll the media has already called for Mitt Romney, even before all the votes have been tallied. How can that be, you might be asking yourself? Simple. The national political establishment and their pals and the national media will do anything to silence the message of liberty. It is up to you. I'm sorry. It is up to you and me to stop them. That, you know, that includes you, Alex, and me. And, you know, we're all out here doing this together. So, you know, I appreciate your efforts. And, you know, it just...
Well, I think it's safe to say that the audience of this radio show, and I think I've covered like 5 Ron Paul stories already today, and I'm glad Ron Paul supporters are calling in, lobbying my show and campaigning on my show. But I mean, I think it's safe to say we've been behind Ron Paul. I've been behind Ron Paul for 17 years. It's now 17 years on air. I've been on local radio with a Saturday night show for about a month when I was able to get Ron Paul on because his district then came to South Austin. And so I've been interviewing Ron Paul for 17 years, and I'm supporting him as best I can. And have done just all sorts of things. I mean, I have PACs on, you know, to promote what they're doing so people can get behind them. And I agree that Ron Paul has come further than most of us ever thought he would. And it's just an example of the dinosaur media losing its power, that despite the fact they put in everything they can, they're still having trouble suppressing Ron Paul.
You know, and he's doing another money bomb tomorrow, too, actually, a Valentine's Day money bomb. I don't think I heard you mention that yet, but for all of you Ron Paul supporters, if you weren't aware, you know, tomorrow's another big day for us. In the
campaign. We did. You know, he had a money bomb over the weekend. We linked to that. Are you saying I'm not supporting Ron Paul?
Oh, absolutely not, Alex. I know that you know, you're the one that's leading this charge here, and I just really want everyone to be fully aware of the things. You know, we really need to front all these issues and really take everything on.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. You know, I had Lou Rockwell on, and we spent like almost an hour on Ron Paul and how we should get behind him and supporting just a few days ago. I constantly talk about Ron Paul. You know, at a certain point, though, for a news radio show, I can't just talk about Ron Paul. Also, I'm going to be honest with you. I like Ron Paul. I support him. But all these admissions that they're putting poison in the water, giving us cancer, bigger than Ron Paul. And you know, Ron Paul is the old generation fighting the new orders and a great job. He doesn't get into the eugenics and stuff. I've got to tell people that the psychos running things aren't just wanting to steal your property. They want to kill you. Okay? They want to kill you, and they are killing you.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Got some breaking campaign news, and I'm going back to your calls. And Ed Asner, a famous actor and former head of Screen Actors Guild, is going to be joining us to give us his take on the Iran situation, the Syria situation, and moves towards a police state as well as 9/11 truth. But there's a new article out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Obama to unleash truth teams to counter negative campaign coverage. Remember the newscast 4 years ago where they, in Missouri and other areas, had truth teams, truth squads, that would call the police and have you arrested if you lied about Obama? They had cops on the news with straight faces going, "We'll be arresting those that say he's not a Christian." Well, lying, even if people were lying or were mistaken, is adjudicated in a judicial court. It is adjudicated in a civil court, and you don't have police arresting you because they say you're lying. So it's all part of the intimidation. And Steve Watson's got a great article on this, but I think I'm going to call him up and have him try to find that YouTube video of Obama truth squads, people that lie about Obama to be arrested. Guys, type that in. You'll find the four-year-old article. Search it under web, and you'll find it there. It's just incredible newscast. A bunch of states were saying, "We're going to arrest you if you talk bad about him," because talking bad about him is lying. GOP describes squad of supporters as propaganda team to deceive voters. Well, I've seen a lot of lying by Bill Clinton, by George Bush, by all of them. But, yeah, Obama's a new level. I mean, he says, don't sign the NDAA, it affects citizens. And then it turns out he demanded that section be added for him to be a dictator, basically. And then he said he wouldn't sign it, and then he did sign it. I mean, just lies within lies within lies within lies. Or he comes out and says the stimulus package a few years ago didn't give money to special interest, and then it turned out it did. And then he blamed Senator Dodd at the time for it, and Dodd brought out the letter where Obama said he wouldn't sign it if that wasn't in there. I mean, he is a rubber stamp for the globalists. And the stuff they load his teleprompter with is total lies. And he knowingly gets up there and lies. But again, he's just an actor. He's a nobody, just like Bush was. Obama to unleash truth teams to counter negative coverage. Yeah, these are truth teams. And it goes through all of it. ABC News is reporting it. Oh, he actually did have it. It's actually in the article. Steve did add it. Steve's so good. One Obama truth squad in Missouri vowed to arrest anyone telling lies about Obama and acted to otherwise intimidate anyone criticizing him or his policies. Yeah, there it is. And then you click the article, and it brings up the Infowars.com article from 3.5-4 years ago titled, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Truth? And sure enough, there it is. But never fear, they have the independent watchdog that's nonpartisan, funded by Obama and George Soros, because they're independent. Investigation, Media Matters conspires with White House to influence news. Progressive government mouthpiece routinely attacks Alex Jones, Ron Paul. Of course, even calling themselves progressive is a lie. An investigation by the Daily Caller has confirmed that the leftist organization, Media Matters, which routinely attacks Alex Jones and the InfoWars, is an Obama administration front that strategizes with the White House on a weekly basis on how to influence and direct the media. I remember walking through a grocery store 3 years ago and seeing Obama's enemies list on the cover of a newspaper, and I read my name in there, and I'm like, wow. Then I confirmed through a source I'm indeed on an enemies list, huge FBI file, you name it. And then they had all these magazines and Nightline come out and say I'm evil and going to cause violence. And all it did was give us more credibility because these are just such discredited liars. But it is creepy. I mean, what are they going to try next? Because the Media Matters, out of the top 10 people they attack, I'm right in the middle. I mean, I'm attacked on a weekly basis. Other folks they attack on a monthly basis. There's only a few people they attack on a daily basis. I'm on a weekly basis. And again, it's not that I don't mind being attacked. It's that it's creepy to have people like this attacking you. It is super, super, super mega creepy. Yeah, here's the headline. Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Truth? KMOV-TV. Last Tuesday, without any fanfare, the Obama administration, or campaign at the time, announced Jennifer Joyce and Bob McCullough, the top prosecutors in St. Louis City and St. Louis County, were joining something called Obama's Truth Squad. And then it goes on. They plan to respond immediately to any misleading advertisements and statements that might violate Missouri's ethics laws. No judge, no jury. They just say so. We want to keep this campaign focused on issues, Joyce told me. Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. See, the police now are political officers, and the prosecutors, they will decide. The Truth Squad's plan is to identify false attacks and respond immediately with truthful information, Joyce and McCullough said. Truthful information like Obama is a Christian, because the police say so, with plans to cut taxes for everyone making under $250,000 a year. You notice that didn't happen. The Obama campaign says prosecutors from Kansas area and some rural areas also joining truth squads, and Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer also expected to be part of the team. Whether it's directly attributed to the campaign or to some of the soft money contributors, McCullough told me. So it's not the Federal Elections Commission now. It's they'll decide. If they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not the truth. This is the truth. And then they went on in the newscast to talk about also arresting people and saying that, you know, Rush Limbaugh is going to maybe get in some trouble.
It's a long article. It goes on and on. So if you want to find it, the headline, and there's video too. Who's afraid of the big bad truth? Of course, that's our headline. I forget what KMOV-TV called it. Oh, we're sorry. The page you're looking for cannot be found. See, that's why we save entire articles like that one. I remember getting a call by the webmaster going, we only post blurbs. Why are you saying the whole thing? I said, they'll pull this. First Amendment, document this type of terrorism against the public that the media engaged in along with them. They have the IT guys, why the banner isn't working on that page. I want to find out why on older pages it's dead. Like, just print it and show it to them so there's no confusion about that existing that I just talked about right there. Or it'll turn into a three-day investigation to find the link that isn't there when it's right there. Thank you. I said I'd go back to your calls. But let me hit some Ron Paul news that we already covered in the first hour, but we'll do it again for folks that want to hear it. Could Ron Paul still win Maine? And even the New York Times occasionally tells the truth and admits that he's getting the most delegates and that some of the precincts were shut down because of snow and that they announced Romney the winner with 4% of the vote being in. And, of course, the same thing happened out in Nevada. 2% were in and they announced him as the winner. Here's a Steve Watson article at Infowars.com. Paul campaign points to anomalies in Romney's Maine victory. Slams mainstream media suggests Romney may have had a hand in canceling key county caucuses. So, yes, Ron Paul is pointing out evidence of chicanery. Good job, Ron Paul. Of course, there's never election fraud in America. They've just pulled out the stops against Ron Paul. So it's a conspiracy theory to not trust known liars. You're just supposed to trust them. CPAC boss says Jeb Bush may be nominee at broker convention since Ron Paul and Mitt Romney right now are neck and neck for delegates that they may, or they may put Jeb in as the VP. Man, I got to tell you, I'm sick of the Bushes. I'm sick of Obama. But with Bushes, you don't just get banker puppets. You actually get really nasty, secretive black operators who gave you stuff like 9/11. I tell you, I don't believe in lesser of two evils, and I got to tell you, I could not vote for another Bush. I could not vote for a Bush. And I couldn't vote for Obama. I guess it doesn't matter. It's like asking somebody, you want to bob for apples in this latrine or that latrine? I'm like, I don't choose to. And they're like, but you have to choose. And I'm like, no. No, I'm not going to climb into either porta potty and bob for apples. Those aren't apples. They're like, shut up, conspiracy theory. They are apples. I'm like, no, it's a latrine. It's a porta potty. That's not apples. They're like, shut up, it's apples. Let's go to Mike in California. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm actually not calling from California. I'm calling from a little town called Camrose just outside of Edmonton in Alberta, Canada.
Okay, Canada. I just saw CA and thought California. You're right. It's
no Canada. Worries, Alex, the gay frog hater. Hey, listen, couple things. I played in a rock and band for a long time. We played in bars all over the place up here. And I've personally seen an emergence of people that are really catching on to your message. I always wear my InfoWars gear whenever I'm on stage playing for people. And before, during, and after the shows, people come up to me and say, hey, did you get that from InfoWars? And, you know, then they want to talk about it and whatnot. And side issue, that's just the one indicator of success on your part. But
Our part.
That's right, Alex. That's right.
They can kill me, brother. They can kill me. They can kill Ron Paul. They can't kill all of you. And that's what I know is going to, if they kill us, that's the way it is. Keep carrying the ball. Just keep moving forward.
You got it, Alex. One more thing I've never really heard covered on here, and I don't know what kind of an issue it is, but I wanted to bring it up to you. I work on aluminum. I restore aluminum on oil field equipment, a lot of which actually goes to Texas from Alberta here. We're kind of like the Canadian Texas here. But anyhow, in the last 10 years, I've been working on aluminum, and in about the last 3 years, with what they're using on the roads to make them safe from snow and ice and whatnot, it used to be just salt, right? But now they're using this calcium bicarbonate or calcium, I don't know what it's called, but I'm noticing that it's eating holes in the metal. And I've brought this up to some of my customers that the damage is a lot worse than it used to be. And they're telling me that it's actually eating out the wiring along the bottom of the frame of the truck and the harness and whatnot.
Stay there. I want to hear about this. I was aware of some of it. They're putting toxic waste in everything, not just our water. That's how they get it to buy us.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-798-7085. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, will get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-798-7085. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-798-7085. Again, that's 800-798-7085. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Yeah, what's happened is big chemical companies and others have got all this toxic waste, and they don't know where to put it, so they have it mixed into metal alloys. They have uranium mixed in now with cement, DU mixed in with different metal parts on forklifts and things, and that's what they're doing. And I have actually seen some blurbs, but I haven't done much research into it, about all sorts of new chemical mixes that they're dumping on highways to, quote, keep the snow down, but that really it's that chemical companies have learned to lobby and sell to cities cocktails of chemicals that'll eat through ice, and it's just so they don't have to pay to store the toxic waste. They don't have to pay to have it shipped out of the country. They just dump it onto your highways. It's the oldest trick in the book. Take yard fertilizer. You notice the type for grass, it says do not put on gardens because it's got heavy metals in it. Well, that just runs off into the water supply. And humans, it's not just the elite. Humans have always dumped everything in the river and let folks downstream deal with it. It's just good old-fashioned pollution. But specifically, what are you saying is in this stuff that's eating everything?
Well, they're saying it's calcium bicarbonate, but they've got a few different names for it. And like I said, it's eating the wiring out from the underside of the trucks, and it's actually scoring little holes into the aluminum that I have a real rough time getting out. And sometimes it's as high as 11 feet up on the top of, you know, it'll have a cabinet on the back of a pickup truck or something like that. And I asked them, well, if that's what it's doing to the metal and the wiring, then what do you suppose it's doing in the fine mist when you're driving down the highway behind these guys to your lungs? Because you are breathing it, or guys that live in the country or whatever. And so, I mean, just, you know, by process of elimination, you can deduce that more than likely if it's eating holes in metal, it's probably not very good for us.
So you're saying this stuff's so powerful that it eats holes in just a matter of hours. It's not like regular salt where you've got to leave tons of it on metal and it takes months or even years. You're saying, how fast is this eating holes in the aluminum?
Well, let me put it this way. I've been doing this for about 10 years, and I've got customers that I would go and do their stuff once a year. And, you know, I keep in regular contact with them, and within a month, they're telling me that it's eating holes in it. So that's pretty quick. And, I mean, you're talking about guys that are on the road pretty much every day. And not only that, but they're using the same product to put on the back roads for dust suppression. So it's year-round.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Tony in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. Glad to talk to you.
Thank you.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to relay a story to a couple of arrests I had last time I was thrown in jail. I'm a follower of Christ, so you understand where I'm coming from. I'm a follower of Christ. I don't carry any of the marks of the world where they claim ownership of the carrier. So I've gone to jail so many times that I've lost count. And in the county where I was going to jail at, they got tired of paying for all these court costs and everything and jail time. So they started looking into the law to try to figure some way to keep me in jail for a long time. And the judge, the prosecutor, and the sheriff all ordered the deputies to leave me alone. And the reason I know this is because the very next day the deputy stopped me and he held me for something like 30 minutes, threatening me, saying he's going to take everything I have. He said that they've ordered me not to do this, but as soon as they find out I can take you under law, I'm going to come after you and I'm going to take everything you got and throw you in jail.
No, sir, you've hit the key to everything here. Why do you think police admit, even in the news, they're ordered to release illegal aliens? Because the globalists want them here to drive down wages and to balkanize the country. I'm not even blaming the folks for wanting to be here. You know, they're fleeing tyranny into another tyranny, but one that isn't as bad yet. But that's why the illegals are above the law, is because they just keep coming back and they just ignore all these fraudulent globalist laws. Okay? Now, the globalists call you a sovereign citizen. They say you're the number one enemy because when they bring in their cashless society, everybody's going to start imitating what you've done. And if you don't follow what they're doing, they won't be able to get their new world order. And so Agenda 21, all of it, is designed to bankrupt you and make you go into their compact cities to live in their government housing where you're forced to take the shots and all the rest of it. And so people like you who are completely dropping out of this corrupt system, you're the people they hate. And because they can't suck any money out of you, they're now leaving you alone. I'd try to be friendly to them and explain why you're doing what you're doing. You know, I got Ed Asner coming up. But after he leaves us, if you want to stay on hold, I'll go into some overdrive. I want to talk to you some more because this is a phenomenon everywhere.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Throughout the ages, architects and engineers have designed and built the great structures that have made our world and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Ed Asner. Welcome to Architects and Engineers. Let's look now at modern steel frame buildings. This is the Empire State Building. A marvel of modern architecture. It was built to last. Architects and engineers of today use computers to design and engineer buildings that will endure the forces of nature, such as earthquakes, fires, and hurricanes. This modern skyscraper was also built to last. We've seen buildings completely destroyed like this before. but only when done intentionally. Danny Jawenko is the expert on this in Europe. What did he say?
Dit is controlled demolition. Zeker weten. Zeker weten. Er is nagesprongen. Het is in opdracht gebeurd. Het heeft een team gedaan van experts.
Let's compare.
All right. That's a 5-minute video that you can obviously watch at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. It's been seen millions of times online, and now PBS channels, I know, around the country have also been airing it. Our guest really needs no introduction. He has a lot of courage, whether you agree with his politics completely or not. Undoubtedly, he's an honorable person who stands up for what he believes is right, Ed Asner. And he's volunteering his time again for a new film they're working on shooting soon with a laundry list of other famous actors. I can't say any as famous as Ed Asner, but some of them close. A Violation of Trust that basically puts the whole thing on trial. And that is very, very exciting. 911newinvestigation.com has information on that as well. AE911Truth has information on it. Bottom line, I've talked to the emergency manager, deputy head in New York. He said there were bombs in the buildings. He was told that. He was there. Building 7, he died right after the interview. Danny Jawenko, one of the top controlled demolition experts in Europe, went public. They ran him over in a suspicious automobile accident. They've killed a lot of people. They're really scared of experts. And Ed, obviously, he's putting his life on the line. So am I. I've talked to police officers by name on this show who were there and heard the countdown to blow up Building 7. And then the disinfo people spin that and say, you're just attacking the police officers like they were involved. No, the firefighters and police were told, get back, they're bringing it down. They didn't say who they were. And you see now with Democracy Now!, but before then she was just on in New York, Amy Goodman getting the countdown and running, and then you see Building 7 blow up. And I've talked to one police officer who's in that video who was there, and they said, get out of here. There's a countdown. It's going to come down. We have police on video saying on CNN, get back. They're bringing 7 down. So 7 is the key, and Ed Asner has volunteered his time to expose it. I wanted to spend some time on 9/11 with him and then get into some other issues. But, Ed, great to have you here with us, sir.
Great to be with you, Alex. Keep doing the great work you're doing.
So much is happening. Just out of the gates, your view on 9/11, why you question it, and give us a little tidbits on this film that's in development.
Well, it's called an imaginary film of a commission assembled by the government to finally and fully hear and examine what happened on 9/11, with particular emphasis on Building 7. And there was, if one follows the script, definitely governmental activity in the actions that took place that day. I made also a 10-minute film with Mark Rydell. Names flee from me like my years.
Hey, I understand. I've actually got a list of all the films you've made about 9/11, and I can't even find them here in my list. The point is you've done a lot of great work exposing this, but just watching Building 7 come down, I mean, it's so ridiculous. The blast points, the free fall, all of it, and they're scared to death of any investigation. You know, Rumsfeld was asked by Eric Mueller, a talk show host, about the controlled demolition of it, and Rumsfeld said, I don't even know that exists, and basically implied the building didn't even exist, and we were crazy to even ask.
Rumsfeld has run at the mouth before, and why should he stop now? He was one of the chiefs that day. The 10-minute film I made with Mark Rydell, Brian was our director and writer, in which I introduced the idea that Building 7 came down with assisted help. It was not damaged by either of the planes. The owner himself said, is quoted as having said, we're going to have to pull it. And so my argument in the film is based on the fact that, well, to pull a building, in other words, destroy it, you have to have explosives brought in and placed judiciously throughout the building to bring it down. And I further the argument, if they could do that with that building, why couldn't they do it with the Twin Towers? Which I feel they did. They assisted, brought them down. There are great arguments by the architects and engineers that the planes themselves could not have done that to those buildings. So if the planes couldn't have done it, if you accept that premise, then it had to have been pre-planted explosives.
Well, you're right about that, but expanding on it, now even the LA Times admits that Al-Qaeda, real Al-Qaeda, has been given control of Libya. They're being used to invade Syria. They're being used to launch terror attacks inside Iran. Even NBC had the headline Friday, Israel uses terror group to attack Iran. And then they admit it's a Wahhabist group out of Saudi Arabia. I've interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy, Mr. Springman, who said they wouldn't let Mohammed Atta and others into the U.S. in 2000 because they were flagged as terrorists. And then they got a call from the State Department saying they work for the CIA. That's their cover. Let them in. And I mean, this isn't theories. I've interviewed the people who witnessed this. Sybil Edmonds, as you know, FBI translator,
yeah,
heard Al-Qaeda being commanded on the day of 9/11 by the Pentagon.
Well, I mean, the fabric is so rotten. I suppose people... I didn't hear about the European expert being run over. Was he killed?
Yes, he was killed.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I guess I have to travel in my boots now.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it's cold here now, so I'll tremble anyway.
Oh, man, I tell you, it is so sad how crazy things have gotten, but the good news is people are starting to wake up. What do you make, Ed, of just the craziness of the world today and open discussions of huge wars being launched?
Well, it looks like Iran is being set up for some kind of action with the Soyuz being blocked by our Navy. And I imagine that... there will be some action this summer or fall to either create another October surprise or to say, well, it's Israel. Well, we can't do anything about that. We can, of course, if our Congress didn't keep supplying them with all the money in the world that they need.
Well, my issue is this. I don't want anything to happen to Israel. I'm not an enemy of Israel. But my issue is Iran, if they develop a nuclear weapon, which they're not even close to doing, according to the CIA, Israel's got hundreds of nukes. And the Iranians have been taking all these terror attacks in their country without responding back. And their scientists being killed. I mean, who says that... that Iran would ever attack Israel with a single nuke? I mean, Pakistan has 100 nukes, and our government's bombing their country, even though they're saying stop it. And I've had people like Colonel Schaefer on, and he agrees with me. The number one threat is starting a war with Pakistan now.
Well, I have been in touch with certain SEALs who feel that an action is forthcoming, and they're trying to alert and get people to pay attention and to make some motion of stopping it before it gets too started, and the American press starts brainwashing us that creating a false flag operation. We have to watch and see what kind of false flag is going to be developed on this issue.
Boy, you said it, Ed. They are calling for false flags. I've seen the CFR publicly say a provocation would be great.
Yeah.
And I've seen the Brookings Institute and Clapper, the head of national security, openly talk about how great an attack would be, because then they'd have an excuse to attack.
Yeah.
Very transparent.
Well, I don't know where it's going to end. My mind is boggled at the complicity that goes on throughout this world. And I have no answers. I would merely like to expose the truth or continue trying to help the exposure of truth for what was done in the past. If we can solve the past, then maybe we can militate against future such horrendous complicity in the future.
Well, you're right. Again, if we can't turn around and expose the old crimes, then the corrupt system is going to get away with greater and greater and greater.
Of course. And the American people have to stop saying, who are we? What do we stand for? What are we doing? And, Ron Paul, for whatever other faults he may have, certainly says, let's stop our foreign engagements. And if we only could put a brake on these foreign engagements, it would be a lot more difficult to initiate the false flag operations that always precede these holocausts that we've become engaged in, such as Iraq, even Afghanistan.
Well, the good news is, Ed, and I want your perspective on this, it does seem that more people are becoming aware. Congress has the lowest approval rating ever. People don't like Mitt Romney, and they don't like Barack Obama. Despite the media trying to demonize Ron Paul and make stuff up, he's had a better showing than ever. And I see that as a real indicator that across the board, people are starting to wake up.
Well, but you need a point man. I'm afraid we don't have one. You need a point man. And Ron Paul will be discredited by the big money operators. And all we can do is call him a voice in the wilderness.
As things come to a head, I want to go back to the SEAL situation. So you know currently serving Navy SEALs, obviously you're there in California and a famous guy, and you're saying that they're reaching out to you saying, please warn everyone, it's about to happen. That's what I'm being told by my military sources, sir.
Yeah, the same thing here. And they're trying to enlist as many people as they can, but they're not in power right now, and they don't have sufficient power to generate a finger pointing that will take effect.
Why are the SEALs not wanting to go to war? I mean, I know that's a silly question, but what have they told you?
They said that more or less the false flag is coming, and that we're going to be involved in more foreign escapades. And one of these triggers on false flag operations runs the danger of worldwide conflict if it gets out of hand. And I think that's what they're afraid of.
Incredible. You're saying Navy SEALs and Ed Asner, former head of the Screen Actors Guild and hundreds of films, TV shows, one of the most famous living actors out there, an icon who doesn't make stuff up, is saying he's talking to Navy SEALs who say not only is the war coming, but that a false flag or staged terror attack as a provocation is coming. And they're saying they have intel on this. This is incredible news, Ed.
Well, I can't divulge and I can't go further than what I've said. They've alerted me, and I've tried to help in whatever way I can, but there's only so much I can do and only so much I will stick my neck out.
No, I understand. Now, remember Cheney, Cy Hirsch exposed this, and Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, told us at the time, but couldn't get into sources, but Cy Hirsch reported, as you know, after Cheney left office 3 years ago, that 2 years before that, 5 years ago, Cheney ordered the SEALs to paint up blue boats like Navy, like the Iranian Navy boats, and to stage an attack on a destroyer. And we know that Admiral Fallon at the time said no. That's why he later resigned. But we've already come that close before, so I guess that's probably why the SEALs know about stuff like this. Did they say anything about that?
No, they did not. But I'm sure they know about it. If I were to question them further, and I haven't.
Wow. Anything else you can tell us about the SEALs reaching out to you?
Well, I would, off air, give you the name of the gentleman I talked to.
Oh, wow. I don't. Okay. Well, the show ends here in a few minutes, and we'll talk off air. Ed, just amazing. Or perhaps I should get you back on, too. I know that you were going to be on and then got tied up, and we could talk forever about these subjects. Doesn't it feel like you lived through World War II? I wasn't around then. But doesn't it feel like that calm before the storm as all these armies are lining up and they're putting the fleet out there menacing China and the Chinese president saying, prepare for war with the U.S.? I went back and looked at history. I've never seen times that a Chinese president was saying, prepare for war with the U.S. The Russians are saying, don't go into Syria and threatening back and putting troops in. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, was it yesterday's New York Times, or was it today's? Your lead article on the right of the commander of the SEALs calling for greater widespread operations by the SEALs throughout the world. Greater budgeting, greater activity by the SEALs in doing covert operations. And this is all part of it. Creating, instead of drones, they would use SEALs to create the demolition of individuals, such as the auto accident that took care of the Polish engineer or whatever he was, who commented on 9/11.
Danny Jawinko.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, they say it was very suspicious how he died. I actually pulled it back up. It was a few months ago. Just out of nowhere, his car was actually taken control of and veered off into a tree, but the dog was okay. And then there was a bunch of suspicious stuff around it, just like with Princess Diana and her killing. But what's incredible about this, she even wrote a letter saying, if I'm killed, Charles says he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. She's killed that way. The whole thing's suspicious, but the mainstream media calls it a conspiracy theory, Ed.
Yeah, well, they dismiss all of us that way. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to wonderful, intelligent, certainly not right-wing reactionaries, and brought up the subject of 9/11. And they look at me goggle-eyed. They remind me of the plastic dogs in the back of cars that they have sitting there. Bobbing their heads and looking at me with amazement, little plastic dogs. And they think I'm out of my goddamn mind. The American people, for the most part, no matter how intelligent they are, don't want to have the myth of Santa Claus, America, destroyed by hearing such stories. They either don't want the myth destroyed, or they shake in fear that they don't want to be complicit in harboring such thoughts.
Well, that was my next question. It's funny you bring that up. I've studied other empires, history, corruption, and the corruptors know that once they get things to a certain point, once they sell a big enough lie and people buy into it, they will defend the corrupt system in fears of bringing it down. But at a certain point, you've got to bring it all down because the system itself is threatening to destroy all life on this planet.
Exactly. But how do you achieve unity in people in demanding redress to these crimes in our name? In our name, supposedly to maintain our wonderful, comfortable way of living. That's the final reason, the final excuse, the raison d'etre. You don't question authority. Well, if we don't start questioning authority, as you do, as I do in my little way, we don't start questioning, then authority will finally have us sealed up in such a bottle we couldn't get out of if we screamed bloody murder.
You're right, Ed Asner. We've only got 4 or 5 minutes left. We're going to end the official broadcast, and I'll say bye to you and get that contact, if it's okay with you,
for
that seal, because we do need to do everything we can right now to try to turn this around. And I think we can do it. I mean, we stopped Cheney the last time he wanted to do that. He tried to start a war with the Russians back in 08. We've got to try as hard as we can, because when you've got all the top brass and even the head of the Mossad being fired a year ago for saying to Netanyahu, don't attack Iran, it's going to be a catastrophe. These politicians have just become so divorced from reality. You know, looking at history, Ed, and of course you know better than I, before it was politicians worried about generals trying to start wars because they wanted to fight wars and be heroes. But now it's generals stopping the crazy politicians from wars who have no idea what they're about to get us into. I mean, that's what's scary, Ed, is that the generals and military across the board are saying, do not start this. Russia and China are going to get involved.
Well, a typical example would be Hitler. Hitler, who insisted that his moves against the various states of Europe were always questioned and tried to be soft-pedaled, slowed by his generals, but his orders ran amok, and World War II was launched by his hubris. And the generals had to follow. And the same thing is occurring here. People who aren't generals are... And when the generals complain, they get replaced. They did this in Iraq a couple of times, if you'll recall. Shinseki was one, I think.
A bunch of them.
And the Latin American was another. They got rid of them.
Fallon, Mullen, the last two Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah.
Have said, don't do this.
Yeah. So we're in the same pickle, and unless somebody somehow scares the crap out of Congress to get them to change their march to oblivion, that's what we're faced with here.
Your SEAL contact. What I've been told is it's an October surprise, but it could happen in June, July, August, September.
Yeah. And of course, we won't be directly involved. The Israelis keep appearing as the 600-pound gorilla, and I don't know how you're going to control them.
Well, from my military contacts and what's now been admitted, that's all part of a staged event to act like the U.S. is reluctant. But the people running the U.S. are going to have Israel as basically the fire starter, and then the United States and NATO are going to come in with both feet.
Yeah. NATO. Yeah. Another arm of the United States.
I tell you, Ed Asner, it is just incredible. And you're right, we've got to expose 9/11 because it's the lie that all of this is based on, including TSA sticking their hands down people's pants.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to get used to that. I love to go to airports.
Yeah, just have all of them look like Marilyn Monroe. Could you hire some hot blondes?
Yeah. God. If only.
Oh, God bless you, Ed Asner. I'm going to say bye to you here at the break, and hopefully we'll get you back up sooner rather than later, because I'd love to have you on and take some calls. But I'll talk.
Well,
that's wonderful, sir. All right, folks, that's it for this transmission. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock, for InfoWars Nightly News, God willing.
Visit GCNLive.com today.